Jennifer Esposito,
Richard Belzer,
Jerry Springer,
Harry Potter's best friend,
Rupert Grint,
Susan Lucci,
Broadway Joe Namath,
Kristen Chenoweth,
the champ Mike Tyson.
I'm in cold words, thank you.
We're going to Philidia's.
The Friars Club.
Sardi's.
The Spice Market.
Hakkasan. My friend Bobby De Niro and Drew Nierpeyrant own Tribeca Grill.
Tao Uptown.
And what's your favorite dish there?
My favorite thing in the world.
Chicken with charred broccoli salad and a chili lemon basil vinaigrette that is going to blow your mind.
And you want to know something? Right after you eat it, you get hungry again.
So we can eat again. That sounds good to me.
We're going to eat, baby.
I know you've done a lot of these shows. This is going to be one to remember.
Let's go.
Let's get there.
Do it.
When you walk through the door of your restaurant, is it like walking on stage?
Yeah, well, it's funny you said that. You asked very good questions, Lisa.
Oh, that's a great question.
That's a good question.
You just hit the nail on the head.
Being a screaming lunatic.
Help! Do you think I'm out of control? You know I'm not. I'm Regis.
Oh my God, I got chills. I totally got chills.
Comedians don't laugh a lot. We just go, that's funny.
You gotta go with the laugh, like doing this.
Jerry Seinfeld once said all magic was here's a quarter, now it's gone, you're an idiot, now it's back, you're a jerk, show's over.
I like people to laugh and I like them to cry. If I can get them to do both, then I've done my job.
I don't want to be remembered.
People will do the wildest things just to get a seat to see you guys play. You have the best seat in the house, though.
Well, I do believe I have the best seat in the house at a Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band concert.
You mentioned that Martin Scorsese was the best director of all time. What did you learn from him?
I listened to him and we made music together.
You're gonna come inside and we're gonna cook.
We're cooking.
Mark Fergione, this is Lisa Mateo.
World-renowned restaurateur David Burke.
The kitchen at Philidia, home to Lydia Bastianich.
It's about to get serious.
Is that the secret ingredient, Sal?
Well, it's not secret anymore.
That is a meaty sauce. And it smells fantastic.
Oh, it's alive, yes. Lobster.
Yes, it is alive.
And after it cooks, it's vibrant green.
We're gonna saute them for about 10 minutes in extra virgin olive oil.
Garnish the dish with soy sauce and sesame oil.
And that is Nicole's favorite, tuna tartar.
Thank you so much for showing me how to make this. Grazie.
Prego, di niente, buon appetito.
At Rayo's with Frank Pellegrino, doesn't get much better than this.
Today, the chefs have become the rock stars, am I correct?
The chefs have become the Clint Eastwoods. They're directing now as well.
You're already starting.
No.
Can you get real close? It's a cheap way of getting a close-up, but hey, what the hell?
Sit down, shut up, and eat.
What would turn this into a Saturday Night Live skit?
Maybe a crazy chef. Try the paella.
And these are your grandmother's meatballs.
To me, they're the best meatball in town. We call it lamb chop.
You don't call it lamb chop, it is the lamb chop. And I looked in the ghetto too, it looked like that, right?
I thought they were called Russell sprouts. I thought, who's Russell and did he invent the sprout?
Look in the camera, you're so pretty.
Gotta love messy food on TV.
This is how I like to eat.
I'm a filthy eater.
That really must have been kind of scary. Sinatra walks in, because if you blow it, you're gonna sleep with the fish.
I don't know what to eat first.
Pick out the stuff that just screams out to you.
I built this place with my bare hands!
Being a foodaholic, this is a dream for me.
This has been a great dinner.
It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed it so much.
Thanks for coming to my table. We have a lot to finish here.
Salud, Chindan, Broccoli Rob, Beach Again, Sfiadel.
Okay.
Huh? That's good stuff.
We did it, baby!